So I'm living 14 at the time. They're like, hey, do you all want to meet Warren Buffett? And it's just like, this is not normal at all. So we actually took a picture together, and then he let me hold his wallet. His wife was like, let him hold his wallet. And I'm just like, man, I'm holding Warren Buffett's wallet. There's just like, this is just not regular. So already at this point, it was like the light bulb just kind of clicked.
Hey, Alex here, and you're listening to another episode of the Market Adventures podcast. Today, you'll hear my interview with the co-founder of a cool investing app I've been using called Rapunzel. That's R-A-P-U-N-Z-L. Miles Gage created this app to allow new investors to learn to invest in stocks without risking actual money. The cool thing is that this app allows you to use real-time market data, unlike many delayed paper trading platforms. I hope you enjoy this episode and check out the app. Stay tuned.
All right,
go ahead and introduce yourself.
My name is Miles Gage. I'm from the South Side of Chicago, and I am the co-founder and chief marketing officer of Rapunzel Investments. Rapunzel Investments is a mobile application that allows individuals to create simulated stock portfolios with $10,000 fictional dollars. So we allow our users to buy and sell publicly traded companies utilizing real-time market data. And the platform is geared towards individuals that may be curious about the world of investing, A, don't know where to begin, or B, apprehensive about putting actual money in the market. Additionally, we allow our users to enter their fictional or simulated portfolios into competitions for scholarship prizes. And now we are launching cash prizes for users over the age of 18. The idea of Rapunzel, or the name Rapunzel, comes from the fact that people often view the world of investing and the returns of Wall Street as something that's perched in an ivory tower. So something that's like inaccessible to most people. And we're essentially rolling down that here to provide equitable access to financial markets.
All right. So, I mean, the app sounds dope. There's a lot of different parts in there that we want to talk about for sure. But tell me about you. Tell me about Miles Gage. Where were you born? What's your origin story? How did you go from, you said you're from Chicago. How do you go from a little boy in Chicago to now the co-founder of this investing app?
Yeah, so I mean, my path is pretty interesting. So as I mentioned, I grew up on the South Side of Chicago, and I actually attended a public school in the North Kenwood neighborhood on the South Side that had a finance-based curriculum. And this was a public school, but it was founded by John Rogers, who's the CEO and founder of Ariel Investments, which is the largest minority-owned asset management firm in the world, and Arne Duncan, who was the former Secretary of Education. But they basically felt that in addition to math, science, English, history, the students need to be learning about personal finance, because regardless of what you study or what field you go into, you're going to get a check. You're going to get paid every couple of weeks or however, whatever your pay cycle is. And oftentimes people don't know what to do with their money. So this creates this perpetuating habit of money mismanagement. And so they felt that students need to be learning about personal finance and economics at an early age. So a lot of these concepts and a lot of these habits would carry over into adulthood. So we started learning about the stock market in second grade, and each sixth grade class is given $20,000 of real money to start managing. So I was actually a part of the group of students that got to manage the class's portfolio, the junior board of directors. So that was like my first encounter and experience picking stocks. And then I ultimately joined this teen investment club outside of my school. And that's when I started actually investing in the stock market on my own at the age of 12. And when I was in eighth grade, I entered this essay competition hosted by the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago, the Money Smart Kid competition, where I wrote an essay about financing my college tuition, with my main point being liquidating my stock portfolio. So I don't think these judges were expecting a 14-year-old, let alone a 14-year-old from the South Side, to be talking about stocks and liquidating a portfolio. And so the reason all of this is important, because one of my prizes would be a full ride scholarship to go to the University of Chicago Lab School in Hyde Park. And that was supported by John Rogers. And at the time, Lab was pretty interesting because Barack Obama's kids were there. And this was the time when he was running for office in 08. So there used to be like Secret Service on the roof. So it was like school was pretty crazy. Very interesting place. But one of my first, the first, one of the first people and my first friend at Lab would ultimately be my future partner, who I co-founded Rapunzel with. But so that was Brian Curcio. And we literally just bonded over the fact, one, that we were like new kids at the school, but we were also like teen investors. And this is 08 at the time. So this is in the midst of the recession. And we're seeing like all of these price dislocation and all these industries that are being adversely impacted by the housing market. And so it's like a Kmart Blue Light special when we're 14. So we're having all these crazy, like heated discussions. So fast forwarding to high school, or after graduating high school, given the fact that I had already like gained exposure to like finance in elementary school, given the association with Ariel Investments, I always knew that I wanted to study finance in college and pursue a career on Wall Street. And I had internships early on. It's same thing as my partner. So we would often reconnect during summer breaks and talk about finance and concepts that were going on in the office. And a lot of our friends had no clue what we were talking about. And these were kids that also were expressing wanting to go into banking. And then it just kind of clicked for us that if people that attend elite schools or educated don't know about the stock market or the concepts related to investing, then we know that this is a Main Street issue as well. I especially just knew that, just given the neighborhood that I come from, and looking around at some of my peers and people in my network, and understanding that this is something that is pretty much they've not ever participated in. So we saw there was a need to create a platform that would essentially start educating people or allow people to interact with the markets in a different type of way.
That's incredible. And there's a lot there that I definitely want to talk about. I guess the first thing is, I mean, do you ever look back? Because you say Southside Chicago to anybody else on probably on the planet at this point, because Chicago is damn near world famous, infamous, right? Would be the appropriate word. You say Southside Chicago to anybody, little black boy in the Southside Chicago, and then you give them options, they're not choosing co-founder of an investment company. Do you ever look back and think like that's kind of crazy? Because you could have, I mean, there's two sides of the street when you grow up there, right? You can take the route that you got, which, I mean, you were Obama's kids in your school, winning a competition. Like, you seem like you hit the ball out of the park every single time. Every single opportunity you got, you knocked out the park. And then there's a kid who lives on the other side of the street who maybe got a different path and didn't get those opportunities. Do you ever think about that?
No, I definitely do. For me, it seemed just normal, just given what I was exposed to. But I recognize that most people from these neighborhoods in Chicago don't get exposed to these opportunities. They don't get exposed to careers in finance. They don't get to interact with people in corporate America. So they don't even understand not only that these careers exist, but these are careers that they could do, right? And then they also don't necessarily like have the networks to get their feet in the door. So that's something that I've always definitely been fortunate for that experience. But I also recognized that at an early age, like at 14, after winning those competitions, it was crazy because my brother and I, we actually got invited to this dinner at the office of Ariel Investments to like meet Warren Buffett. So it was a fundraiser for Barack Obama, but they basically were hosting a dinner.
No.
Like for real. So it was like really crazy. So I'm literally 14 at the time. They're like, "Hey, do you all want to meet Warren Buffett?" And it's just like, this is not normal at all. So we actually took a picture together And then he let me hold his wallet. His wife was like, "Let him hold his wallet." And I'm just like, "Man, I'm holding Warren Buffett's wallet. There's just like this is just not regular." So already at this point, it was like the light bulb just kind of clicked. And I'm like, "This is definitely not regular at all." But at the same time, I'm just was fortunate that I could appreciate what was going on and recognizing that there's a different like path that I'm going on that a lot of my peers just don't get the opportunity to do. And it is definitely something that is it's trippy to really just think about. But like you said, that is not the case for most people. And it's something that I see on a day-to-day. And I just really think that I'm like, wow, you know, if these young people had these opportunities or if these programs were brought to their attention or they were more prevalent in their communities, they wouldn't do that. And the reason that a lot of, you know, these communities have these issues is the lack of opportunities out there, right? And a lot of people are like, why are all these people doing this? I'm like, if you go on these streets and you see what's going on, there is no alternative. There is no B. This is the only option. They're just products of their environment. And I think that that's something that's really not captured or articulated when they're showing this narrative of Chicago. It's pretty deep, but it's also if you were to see the streets, you will understand why it is the way that it is.
It seems like, I mean, if you've been in the streets, you know it's not, you're not thinking about how you can meet Warren Buffett. You're thinking about how to put, you know, how to survive, right? You have this survival mindset, even though you were exposed to opportunities and the opportunities are there. It's, do you have the vision to see that when you're so focused on how do I get to the next day? So, I mean, I guess that's where the app comes in, right? The app gives everyone the opportunity to kind of take those goggles off, maybe.
No, I totally would agree with that statement, and that was just something that when we were really developing the idea, that was how I thought about it. Because when I was in high school, I would partake in these speaking engagements where I would be talking to other individuals that look like me, black and brown kids or young adults, and talking to them about the importance of being investing or investing in the stock market and taking charge of their financial futures and not just being consumers, because typically like we are the biggest consumers and we don't really own anything. What I mean by own anything is like owning corporations, companies, businesses. It's like we support so many other things, but it's like where's the equity? Where are we really benefiting from that? So that was always something that I was an advocate for, but there's only so many people that I can talk to just being a person. But just recognizing the connect or how technology connects people and you can really reach the masses, it just seemed like a no-brainer, especially given the fact that as millennials in general, we just spend so much time on social media and like connecting with our friends digitally. Why don't we create a platform that offers some of those same aspects but has a bigger purpose in the sense that it has educational components to it where it's like you can be learning about this concept that it seems so foreign to us and seems so out of reach, but we're making it accessible, making it digestible, and helping people understand and get comfortable with the movements of the stock market.
So, I mean, so I guess the question would be, because you mentioned communication. I have that. I'm like, I'm only, I'm up like 10%, which is not, you know, I'm in the, look, I'm in a competition, the weekly competition. But I haven't found the social aspect part of the app. So where, how do I use that? How do I use it? And why did you feel like you need to put that into the app?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. So the real social component of the platform is the fact that you can add friends on the app and you can follow users. And how what that really entails is the fact that you can see what companies that they're purchasing on behalf of their stock portfolios, and you can follow their trades, and you can like companies, and you can watch the movement before you actually purchase those on behalf of your stock portfolio. So you can see other people, and you can see the activity and what they're investing in, and you can kind of follow that as you kind of hone in on your own investing strategy. So if someone's up 15%, the app is transparent, so you can literally click and see what they bought. and you can follow them and like, okay, well, this person knows more than I do, so let me just go see what they're doing. And I think that's that transparency piece is what's really cool about it.
I mean, there's a lot of, I mean, between you guys and the app, I think it's called Public. They have like, I think, is that called Public? I mean, they're out, they have TikTok ads out the wazoo. I think that's the name of the company.
I believe so.
And then you have, I think, eToro allows you to follow other traders too. So it is growing. And then you obviously have Reddit, right? It is growing the social aspect of investing, which has never been a part of this before. Now you have something unique on your platform, though, when compared to those other apps, you have competitions. Why the, like I said, I'm in a competition now on your app. I think it's dope because it's telling me where I'm ranking, all that stuff. Why did you add that to the app?
I think the competition keeps it exciting. I think that's when you get people, you get them coming back because there's an opportunity to win money. So a lot of folks ask us, like, how are you going to keep an audience captivated if it's not real money? I'm like, well, you can incentivize them by hosting competitions. So what Rapunzel initially did was in 2018, when we were launching our platform, we actually partnered with the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago to host a high school investment competition. Mind you, this is that same competition that I won when I was in eighth grade. And so we just pitched the idea of, like, you guys don't do anything for high school students. Why don't we utilize the Rapunzel platform as like a tool for high school students on the south and west side of Chicago? And we had a scholarship competition, and basically that kind of was the catalyst for us to go work in other markets. But now what we're doing is we're expanding to the college demographic, and we're offering cash prizes to users over 18. So we know that investing has become more mainstream this year, especially like you said, with Reddit and the craze of like people buying AMC and GameStop, et cetera, et cetera. So like people that previously like weren't thinking about the stock market are, or at least it's on their radar, but you still have people that are like a little nervous to like really just jump in and start investing. So this platform really allows folks that were previously on the sidelines to get involved and also earn money. And I think that's like the coolest part about it. And we just recognize that the appetite towards the stock market is something that is not going to subside anytime soon. And especially like, with the rise in the popularity of cryptocurrency, like that's something that we are adding to the platform as well. But we recognize that people are more concerned and are more talking or more focused as it pertains to finance and the stock market and asset classes than they've ever been.
Yeah, and it's growing a lot. I actually do some work at a high school, and I'm in the dugout, watching the baseball game with the kids, and I hear them talking about Dogecoin. Mind you, not 18. They're like, some of them are sophomores, some of them were seniors, but I heard them talking about Dogecoin. That this was a few months ago, but I mean, like you said, it's kind of it's trickling down, and through that social aspect has become a very important part of the investing. Now, if you were, say you're one of these kids, say you're 18, right, or even younger, how would Rapunzel fit into your investing journey? Because you started really young, right? So for anybody who's young and who's listening, how would you utilize Rapunzel or anything? How would you begin investing in the best way possible? Now you know have all this information.
Yeah, I think, well, how Rapunzel is integral in the investing journey is the fact that how we enter we on the platform, you can search companies by industry. So I think when you're first starting to invest, especially just like as a kid, you don't have that much money, right? So you're probably thinking about like, where do I start? And like, what company should I buy? So I think Rapunzel, because you start off with 10,000 fictional dollars, you have the ability to purchase companies across different industries. And something that we definitely promote on the platform is diversification. At the end of the day, you don't want to put all your eggs in one basket. or you don't want to invest all your money in one company or one industry. So the Rapunzel platform allows you to discover companies by industry. So this is a way for you to practice building a diversified stock portfolio. So whereas the student may start off with $200 of their real money to invest, they may buy, you know, one share of, let's say, Apple, or they may buy one share of Nike and a share of AT&T, but it's not nothing, you know, it's not going to be them buying multiple shares across different industries. It's probably going to be a stock, one stock and one company. So this Rapunzel allows you to, you know, buy shares of companies in different industries at one time. So now after you buy a share of, like, you know, a company with your real money, then you understand the importance of, like, okay, now with my next $200 that I save up, I'm going to go invest in this industry. So I think it incentivizes them to keep going and not necessarily worried about the dollar amount that they're starting with.
Yeah. And that makes sense. I guess I didn't even think about that. Mm-hmm. That initial investment, because I mean, you can do that with Robinhood in terms of buying fractional shares, mm-hmm. setting up that 200, but like you said, it's not, you don't get to experiment like that. You're using your real money. Mm-hmm. Whereas you can find out if you want to buy anything if you want to buy technology, if you want to buy, you know, you like travel industry, if you like mm-hmm. this, like that, and you can really dabble in all these things and then see the returns and see, okay, maybe it's worth looking for a company in this space.
Right.
So is that being able to experiment, is that super important for just childhood development, really, the ability to experiment and not feel punished right away away from an entire industry.
Exactly.
So then you've got the competitions, mm-hmm. which kind of keep people engaged and active. You've got competitions that allow people to make real money through cash prizes and scholarships. And you've got the social aspect where you're trying to have people connected on the app. You can watch and learn. What is the ultimate mission of Rapunzel? Because I mean, you and I talk, you know, you don't actively invest yourself, but you're an investor. You know, your partner is the same way. You're so focused on building this app. Why are you spending your time building this app? Like, what's the end goal?
I think the end goal is that after someone opens an account with Rapunzel, that they're ultimately inspired to open a real brokerage account. And whether or not they're actively trading, they understand the importance of being invested in the stock market. So that user, that end user, might ultimately end up saying, I'm going to open up an account with XYZ brokerage, but I'm going to buy an ETF because I'm not good at picking stocks, but I understand the importance of having a diversified stock portfolio. And this ETF right here represents the S&P 500 and gives me an array of companies. And that's going to be my strategy. Or I might go find an advisor or someone to do it for me. And, or at the very least, I may understand that I don't need to buy all these Nike shoes. Maybe I should buy more shares of Nike stock and become an owner of the company. Because at the end of the day, I'm going to wear these shoes out or outgrow them. But that stock is, well, it'll be with me for as long as I own it before I sell it. But the idea is to ultimately be graduating our users to real brokerage accounts. And because we think that everybody should be investing. So we just want to make as many people investors as we can.
Nice. So you're the front door. You're the guy here.
Yeah.
You're the front door into the investing market. And you've been investing since you're in second grade. So
sixth grade, but nonetheless, yeah, we'll take second. Yeah.
but you understand the importance of it, which is super key. So we've gone over the mission. So for you, where do you see yourself? Because once you have the app completely built out, you know, you've done the marketing and things like that. Do you think you'll start investing actively again, or do you think you're going to stay focused on the education aspect of the investing world?
I probably a little bit of both, to be honest with you. I mean, I feel like there are, like, crypto is a space that I will say I'm not the most well-versed in, but I just understand that that's something that's not going away anytime soon. So definitely becoming more knowledgeable as it pertains to that as an asset class. But I also think, like, the education component is something that I'll never stop doing, just because I feel like even beyond just the idea of investing, itself, I'm learning so much about like business and growing and scaling companies that I think is valuable information that I can be imparting on other people. So that's something that is definitely a passion of mine as well. But, you know, there's so many different avenues and directions we can take. So we just focus right now on like getting users and building awareness around Rapunzel.
Nice. Okay. Well, Miles, let us know where we can find Rapunzel, right? Where can we get an Apple, Android, Google? Where can we find this app so we can start investing?
So Rapunzel is available on the Apple iOS store and the Google Play. And it is Rapunzel, R-A-P-U-N-Z-L. There is no E in Rapunzel, and it's investments spelled the traditional way. So you can find Rapunzel on iOS or Apple. We are Rapunzel Investments on Instagram and Rapunzel on Twitter as well. So check us out and make sure you tell all your friends to download the app and be on lookout for our cash competitions.
All right, Miles Gage, co-founder and chief marketing officer of Rapunzel Investments, a mobile application that allows individuals to simulate stock portfolios by utilizing real-time market data. To join us, Miles.
Thank you for having me.
So before you go, make sure you go to your app store and download the Rapunzel app, R-A-P-U-N-Z-L, so you can follow me and my trades. I've been entering the cash tournaments and having a blast on this platform. Rapunzel is a super cool investing app. So thank you, Miles and his partner, for creating the app. And thank you, Miles, for coming on the show. This has been your host, Alex Cunningham, saying be well and remember, as you begin searching for answers to life's challenges, don't seek security. Seek adventure.